219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth. 219 to talk. Yeah, you running your mouth. Yeah, you running your mouth.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Another episode of 219 The Talk. Oh, my God. I'm telling you, JD, holla at us.
Hey, hey, what's going on? It's JD the Barber in the house on 219 The Talk, baby. Back here on a Thursday night. We're going to have a good time tonight, y'all. Trainer Ray, holla at me, baby.
Hey, hey, Trainer Ray in the house again, back on 219 The Talk. Once again on a Thursday evening. How y'all doing tonight?
As we are, Mary B. Check in with me, darling.
Hey, 219. This is me, Mary B. How y'all doing tonight?
We're doing fine, yeah.
We're
doing fine.
Hey, 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 LB. Talk to me.
All right, all right, all right. Y'all learn today. Y'all LB here today.
All right, get up back. We can barely hear you, LB. Make sure you check that connection so we can make sure that you are on the show live with us. Come on, Miss Country, what's going on?
What's going on? Miss Country in the house.
Yeah, that's right. We got a new addition to our 219 The Talk family, y'all. Tonight we debuting Miss Country, fresh, live, and in living color tonight. Yeah.
How about it?
How about that, y'all?
Now, Trainer Ray, what's been going on with you? Tell us what's going on in the great state of Mississippi.
Other than all that water.
Oh, man, ain't nothing here but a bunch of water, boy. You ain't got no boat. I don't know what you going to do because the water just rising and rising. Wake up in the morning, your bed's not in the living room. You better quit playing.
Have to throw an ankle on the side of the bed, huh?
What? Well, you got to put it down to hold the bed down.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
What's going on out there in San Antonio, LB and Mary B? What's going down?
You know, it's all good out here in San Antonio. You know we out here holding it down, teaching everybody about this black living out here. You know how we do.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, we're gonna welcome Miss Country to the show. You know,
Miss Country to the show. How you doing, Miss Country?
LB already getting started.
Oh, Miss Country, Miss Country still gotta make that banana pudding.
Yes, she do.
What?
Yes, banana pudding. That's right, call it. That's what I need. Listen, Miss Country, do that banana pudding, baby. And I ain't talking about putting out the box, baby. I'm talking about from scratch.
Duly said.
All right, Miss Country, what's up?
Ray on his way.
Ray on his way.
I'm catching a ride up. I'm on my way. Well, y'all just don't know. I'm on my way.
10 by 10.
That's all right, Ray. Hey, you for real.
You're going to be out here in March, though, Ray. Guess what? We're going to try to get that banana pudding on the table. Ain't nobody playing.
Yes, sir. Special delivery from Miss Country. Yeah, buddy. But, hey, let's go ahead and get into our topics tonight. We got a lot that we need to talk about. Yeah, it's just, you know, I'm gonna just say sometimes things get ignorant, man. We need to discuss it. We sit back and relax and sit on our hands and don't talk about the things that we need to talk about a lot. Especially, I want to talk about. I don't even know how to put it other than let's talk about all the broken homes and stuff that we have in our black community. We need to address that problem because we as black couples need to make a more valiant effort to try to make things work. We have a defeatist and a give up attitude a lot of times when we're entering into relationships, and we need to get rid of that. And I think a lot of that comes from us not healing before we get started with someone else. What do y'all think about that, family?
Let's start off with Trey and Ray. What you think about it, Ray?
Well, you know, broken homes is a big deal, like you said. It is a big deal because some people get into relationships and it's easy to say, look, I'm good, I'm out, I ain't trying to talk, instead of just trying to talk things out or make things work. And then that leaves the homes broken, kids there with just a single parent, the other parent want to act a donkey, don't want to be there. So we do, you right, it's something we need to address and need to be fixed because, and I ain't going to lie, I love being black, but, you know, our culture is really, really crazy. Let me say crazy. I'm going to use that word. But our culture is like one of the craziest cultures I've ever seen, you know, because all these other cultures, I mean, don't get me wrong, all these other cultures have their issues too, but, you know, we need to really get a hand on what's going on. You're right. It's broken for real. It needs to be fixed.
Well, and then another thing, like you said, in our culture, we are so quick to give up on one another. We're so quick to trade it in. You know, we're so quick to say, well, this ain't working. But guess what? I got the choice to start again, and we step right out of there and leave. You know, it's like we don't know how to finish something. If you get into something, you make a promise with something. You know, back in the day, they say, you know, a man ain't got nothing but his word. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And in this day and time now, a man's word ain't nothing. I'm not talking about a man as far as a man and woman. I'm talking about both man, period.
In general, yeah.
We all have a problem with keeping our word, and we don't mind lying. We don't mind breaking.
Well, the thing about it is, in the black community, commitment has left.
Yeah.
Commitment, not only just to your, like you said, commitment to your word and what you set out and said that you were going to take care of. We are, like you said, so quick to give up on that. And like you say, I'll just start over. And, you know, we're not realizing that a lot of times we leave whole families stranded out there on the island like Gilligan, you know, just castaways. And Mary B., what you got to say about that, young lady?
I feel like a lot of that happens because in the black culture, we don't like to go to therapy or like to get outside help. I feel like if it's something that's worth saving, you should definitely try first to go to therapy, see if you all are able to work it out before giving up, because most people don't want other people raising their children. So I feel like it'll save a lot of conflict, but we have to open our minds and really step outside of ourselves and be able to get help from someone that's outside of ourselves and have a mediator. And that normally is the issue.
That is true. What you think about it, LB?
That's what I've been waiting on.
LB?
I myself feel like a lot of times you just rush into things. You rush into relationships, rush into marriages, rush into things that you have no business being in to begin with. Then we wonder why it ain't working out. God ain't never told you that was one for you. You said that was one for you. God ain't said that. You know what I'm saying? And then you wonder why is it working it? You know what I'm saying? We rush into things that we're trying to make. Yeah, the thing we try to do a lot of times, we try to recreate people. People show you who they are, but we think we're going to change them. Oh, they going to change.
Right.
Oh, I'm going to change them and everything like that. No, I'm going to show you who they are. I believe them. And that's
not
my problem.
Not unless they wear diapers.
Lord Jesus. Okay.
We're going to get a touch of perspective tonight, y'all. I want to hear something from Miss Country tonight.
I believe it starts at home when you're growing up and you see your parents doing things a certain way.
Hmm.
It starts at home growing up. Because I'm a prime example. Growing up, I'm living with my mama, and then I will live with my dad, and then I will live with my grandma. I'm like, okay, I'm switched all the way around. So how do you know to get in, how to be in a relationship with somebody If you see your mama doing this, you see your daddy doing this, and you don't know, because you know what's out there.
That's deep. So you live in what you learn. A lot of this is a learned behavior. You know, we always talk about racism as a learned behavior, but we never go inside of our culture and really address these learned behaviors. You know, back in the day, we talked about the village being there to help raise the kids. Because I'm gonna tell you something. When my mama left my daddy and decided to go home to her mama sent her right back home. You better get on back over there and figure that out. So it's the culture, but it's also a generation that decided what the culture, what the generation before them did, they wouldn't do. They
right.
weren't gonna do.
Right. But the thing is, addressing what Ms. Country was just bringing up, we and the black community don't look at these so many broken homes being a generational curse as well. You know, you got to understand if kids don't see mom and daddy going to work, putting their money together, making a household work, they not going to understand how to do that when they grow up. So that therefore a man and a woman don't get together and make it happen. Because I tell people all the time, you can tell a kid one thing over and over again, but if that kid has never seen it done, or never seen that practical and making it work, it's not real to them. That's a fantasy, you know. But we tend to forget that broken homes are a generational curse as well, and we need to make a valiant effort to break in our communities.
All right. Okay. LB, Mary B, anybody want to say anything else? Yeah, go ahead, LB.
You know, because, another thing we need to avoid in our community, and let's be real about it, stop talking to your single friends about your relationship.
Right.
Come on now. You go to your single friends talking about, well, I don't know what to do with this man. I don't know what to do with my girl. They single. What you think they're going to tell you?
Leave them, girls. Leave them.
We got to have people who understands marriage to tell you relationship advice about your marriage. You know, we got to have people who understand the sanctity of marriage to tell you, hey, fight through your marriage, stick it out. You know, so you can't go to somebody who ain't never been married or been divorced 5 times and say, hey, I need advice on my marriage. You know what I'm saying? It's not working right. We got to have the right support group and the right circle around us.
All right, JD.
That's like getting financial advice from a bum on the street.
My God.
You tripping. What are you doing with yourself? You're going to get financial advice from a bum on the streets. Guess what you're going to end up being? A bum on the streets. And that's pretty much as practical as you can make it. I agree with you, LB. Matter of fact, you don't even really need no single friends once you get married. You need to, all your friends need to be married friends as well. That way, if y'all do get in a discussion about what you should do, another married friend will know, hey, man, look, I'm just going to be an ear. Because I have a partner of mine that's like my brother. He's my best friend. And I told him a long time ago, I can't tell you what to do with your marriage. All I can do is be an ear. I can be a sounding board, but I ain't going to never say, hey, man, if I was you, I would go, no. Because let me tell you something, what you can stand, I may not be able to stand, and what I can stand, you may not be able to stand. But I will tell you, like my daddy used to say, you ain't through yet, get back in there and fight.
Well, I want to say this. I agree with LB so much about not having any single friends. That's not reality. You won't have some friends and associates that are not married. But you have to know what to do in those relationships. You have to know how to handle them. You have to know. You wouldn't go over, especially if you got friends that's an amen corner, okay, for everything that you do, okay? Friends that's amen and girl, yeah, he ain't right. He tried, but he is. Now, you ain't got no business being friends with them, no way. But you may have a friend
that is that's a positive influence. Now, I ain't saying that friend. Now, James, I know what he's talking about. JD, I know what he's talking about or whatever. But he has friends that are not married. He do. But I know where he's coming from. No. I didn't say asking for marriage. I'm talking about the friendship. I'm not talking about
you. We can be friends.
You can't. That's what I'm saying. So let's make sure we make that plan. Because a lot of folk got single friends. It's not reality. I got single friends. Yeah. I ain't hanging with them like that.
Right.
Like LB. I ain't finna go to the club with you.
No.
I'm saying I don't. You not finna. No, we not finna do it. We not finna sit and have a full conversation about my husband. We not gonna do it. You know, that's just not. You just not gonna do it.
Okay.
All right, anybody else got another topic? Let's move on, keep this show going.
Hey,
LB, what you got? Oh, God. We can go with you, LB. What you got, LB?
Y'all, I'm hot as fish grease. I'm hot as fish grease, y'all.
Tell us about hot
fish grease. But let's be real. My topic's for real, y'all. I'm going to take y'all down to Chicago, the Windy City, just for a minute, okay? And let y'all know what's going on in Chicago, okay? The state attorney, the current lady who's running for state attorney, who is state attorney, they're running for re-election in 2020, is Ms. Kim Fox. Ms. Kim Fox. When you look at her face, you'll see why they call her Kim Fox. But anyway, let's rewind back to September of 2009, when my little cousin was killed walking home from school. Walking home from school, Darion Albert was killed in September 2009. It was four boys that were charged with murder in that case, one of which was a teenager at the time. He was 14 at the time when he was charged with murder. He had what you called two convictions. One was a juvenile conviction, and one was an adult conviction. He had a juvenile conviction, but if he got in trouble again, after the juvenile conviction was settled, then he went back to jail and would serve adult time. So when he was 21, they let him out, and he did his time or whatever. They let him out at 21. But after he turned 21 and they let him out, he got out and he decided he wanted to run and take police on high-speed chases, which is another felony conviction. But in the interest of justice, Kimberly Fox and her office decided that they did not want to pursue the criminal conviction for murder anymore because they say he'd been rehabilitated. And it was the interest of justice. Mm. Now, you all might be wondering, well, who is Kim Fox exactly? Maybe you all might remember Kim Fox a little bit better if we go back to the Jesse Smollett story. Because she's the same prosecutor who dropped all 16 charges on Jesse Smollett. We got to do something, people. She let off murderers. She let off people who make a false police report and everything else. We got to do something. They just running a fuck in Chicago. And she's sitting up here letting them all out of jail. We got to do something, y'all. We got to do something.
Well, y'all heard it right here on 219 The Talk. If you're listening and you're in the Chicago area, LB said once again.
You
say it again, LB. Do something in Chicago.
Don't vote for her. We're in Chicago. Don't vote for her. Don't vote for the Sox. That vote for Fox. We don't need any more foxes, eh, man? We got to get the foxes out of the office. We already got one in the White House.
Fox in the hen house. Let's move on.
All the time.
Let's move on. All right, Mary B., what you got for us? It'll be a little hot. He's
mine is also political, but it is with Russia has
publicly say that they are supporting our president, Donald J. Trump, for the 2020 election. They have openly said publicly they will be supporting our president in the 2020 election, and they are looking forward to the election since he's been vindicated and found not guilty and has not been impeached.
Let me explain something. I said this a while back. I'm gonna just go ahead and say it now, and this may come as a surprise to y'all. Donald Trump is gonna be the first president to ever get impeached and get reelected. It's gonna happen again, because the Democratic Party has no one, and I mean no one, that can run against Donald Trump and beat him in an election. We have village idiots. We have court jesters and everything up there. Every community is trying to be represented and with no political background or anything, and trying to run for president. Democratic Party has nobody that they can present that can beat this man. And that's just how it is to it. Donald Trump's numbers have been falsified and boosted by Donald Trump knows how to play the political game like nobody else I've ever seen. So we are in a, unless Michelle Obama come out and say she running for president, we're gonna lose. Democrats gonna lose. I'm just letting you know. Bottom line, we got a gang of dummies running against a dummy.
Oh my.
They trying to out-dummy each other.
Oh, man.
And Donald Trump, the biggest dummy. He's going to out-dummy them all.
He's just the biggest dummy.
Yeah, he's the biggest dummy. You are all the biggest dummy.
The biggest dummy. You heard
him.
You big Lies dummy?
Living tall, 219.
You big dummy?
What'd you say, LB?
I said, you big dummy? Y'all, let's be real, though.
Let me tell you something, and I'm gonna just be honest with you. I'm gonna tell you what people gonna do. People gonna do like little kids used to do. They gonna go vote for him and then holler. I don't know how you got it on. Let me tell you something. You can't throw rocks and then hide your hand. I know damn well you threw that rock. I'm talking about they ain't vote for that man. Somebody voted for you to clown in here. They lying. Yes, getting the input. Oh, I didn't vote for him. I can't believe he's in office. You a damn liar. Down button. You mean you don't know how you got it on? They're lying. I can look at your face and tell you lying. You're lying
because
your mouth moved.
Oh, my Lord.
Did you lie to me?
Can I
be for real, though? Can I be for real about it, y'all?
No.
Yeah, we talk about it for real. Let's be.
Yeah.
If we be for real about it, y'all, although Donald Trump is a big dummy, we look like the biggest dummies, but we don't get out of vote.
Exactly.
And that's
right.
The real talk about it, y'all.
Right.
We got to get out of vote. We sit up here in our homes, and we're looking at our TVs, and we want to criticize everything that's going on. But we have the right, we have the power to make a change ourselves, just by getting out there and voting. But we don't do it. And we want to complain about what's going on in this, and, well, we're not getting our taxes on time and everything else. But then at the same time, we put people in office who don't care about us.
Wow.
Y'all, we gotta get out. We gotta make our voices heard, and we gotta vote.
All right. One more comment on this, and then we're gonna take it.
I got a comment about this.
Wait, I think Ray's gonna say. Is that you, Ray?
Yeah, you right, because we're not getting out and voting, and we, our society again, don't want to do anything to help ourselves, because you got this man in office, and if nobody really realizes and just sit back and listen, every time he says anything is wrong, he blames Obama. He don't talk about nobody else. And we sit back and listen to this. And the man say, Obama did this, Obama's that. Every time if a commercial come on, Obama did this, his program sucked, or whatever. But we sit back in the lot, but we sit back home and complain about it. It's like talking about people but not making that. I tell people like this all the time. If you're going to complain about it, if you're not going to do nothing about it, quit complaining about it. Because ain't no need to complain if you ain't going to do nothing.
Right.
If you're sitting at home.
With a bald head, go buy him a wig.
That's right. That's right. If you don't want the head to be cold, go get him a hat. You heard me?
Be the solution.
That ain't my problem that you
That's right.
That's your business.
That's right.
We talking about the it don't affect me, man. I don't care if a fly land on your head and break his neck. That ain't my business. You bald headed, that's your business. But let's talk about the fact that all of these so-called educated black folks, even these celebrities came on TV talking about, well, I didn't vote for none of the candidates. I went down and wrote somebody, and I wrote Mickey Mouse on the ballot. You sound like a damn fool. You got to be crazy as hell thinking that made a difference for you. One lonely little dummy wrote in a name instead of voting and using the political tool that we have to make a change. You think you're doing something by going down there. That is not participating in the political structure of the United States. You may as well stayed home in your drawers and not came out and voted if you did with them people. And they thought that made them sound educated. But in reality, you just showed me how stupid you are in America. Even though you got the money and you're a celebrity, you're a big dummy. So I want my people to participate in the political machine, because that's exactly what it is, a machine. Like I said, Donald Trump knows how to play the game, and he's a dummy. Now, don't get him wrong, but he has some people, and he's smart enough to put people around him that know how to show him how to play this game of politics. And here we are thinking we're doing something. He slid out of impeachment. This man sat on TV and talked about grabbing women in the crotch and every damn thing else. He done told you he can go out there and kill somebody, and his followers going to make up an excuse on why to keep him in office. The man done told you what he'll do, man. And we still riding with this dummy. Look, I want to go down there and set the White House on fire with him in it.
No, you don't.
I said I want to.
You did?
Yes, I do.
This is what he want to do.
I said I want to.
I know.
I'm not going to do this. I'm giving you.
You sure do. Okay, now we're going to take a break. This is 19.
What's going on? What's up, Ray? You still with us? What's going on?
Oh, man, I'm sitting here chilling, watching all this rain, hoping we don't float away. I'm like, man, what's going on? What's going on? Ain't nothing going on. I'm just chilling.
Man, this show is on fire tonight. What's going on, LB?
We just hoping they don't redirect the Mississippi River through Jackson. Can happen.
Man, y'all know what's going on, man. Just up here chilling, man. Chilling like a villain.
All right. Mary B, you still there, girl? Your topic got everybody just hot as history.
I'm still here.
Fired up like a family reunion barbecue pit.
All right, let's get on another topic. Wilona of a Good Time has passed away.
Girl, hush your mouth. That was my first crush.
Yeah.
Her and Thelma.
Yeah, she saved Penny from that iron.
Man, don't do it, Mama. Don't do it, Mama.
Oh, my God.
Don't do it,
man.
Yeah, she gone.
What? And you just go run to
the room. 74. Oh, okay. Well, that's not a long life, but that's you know, that was the
longer than most.
Yeah, longer than most. Right? Black folk, you know, we get strokes and heart attacks and fall out. Never mind.
So
but
we just want to see a prayer for her family.
Yes.
All right.
Miss Country,
you got something?
Hey, you talking about Chicago?
There you go, right there, Chicago. Well,
there we go.
Just a question. LB, who released R. Kelly?
What did you say? What?
R. Kelly is about to be released.
It's Chicago again.
That Kim Fox. Get that Kim Fox. Get rid of the Fox.
The Pied Piper of R&B is coming back.
Mm-hmm. Get rid of the Fox, y'all. That's that Kim Fox. I'm telling y'all.
My God. You're
gonna have a back.
That's that Kim Fox.
Y'all gonna be in trouble.
He already got his songs made up. He ready.
Nah, he's coming out with a whole song book.
What?
Hide all the Air Force Ones.
You
get out
of me. Yeah.
Holy
moly. If he get out on Monday, he'd be platinum by Friday.
Hide all the Air Force Ones.
Now, but hide the
chair. Hide the rope. Hide the rope. You know he knows how to haul tie.
Huh?
The man
is slippery than a can of oil in Chicago, man. He keeps sliding up under the gate on these people, man. Every time you look up, it's some kind of look. I don't know if he got some naked pictures of the DA or something down there, because they keep letting him off, man. There's something going on in Chicago. I'm with you
that
now.
That Kim Fox.
Y'all know R. Kelly a gangbanger.
Oh, he a gangbanger.
R. Kelly's a...
No,
he used to be.
No, sir.
Yes, sir. That's what they got him locked up for.
Okay.
That's what them children.
Oh, right. Man. Music and everything else. Everybody, don't listen to his music. Don't even...
R. Kelly was able to run a sex ring for like 2 decades, so I'm pretty sure that he had most of the girls working for the people that's
in
office in Chicago, so I'm pretty sure it's not an issue with him getting out, that he just had to serve something for face value. It's called, yes, he was running a whole, like, escort service.
Wow.
For 2 decades.
Let's just understand something, Mary B. You said for 2 decades, it's actually been 3. R. Kelly's first case, known case and charges were brought up in 1991. Here it is, 2020, about to be 2021 soon. Sure. And this clown still ain't locked up. So that's been 30 years. So
definitely.
R. Kelly has literally made a video saying they should have locked me up 30 years ago. He's on tape saying this. They should have got me 30 years ago. They can't do nothing to me now. He's a liar. The devil is his partner. Yeah, he lying.
All right, Miss Country. All right, Miss Country. When it first happened, whoever that what you call Prince was, they should have did something a long time ago. When it first started,
the mama daddy something. Don't stop the right thing. It's gonna continue. I do. That is. He'd have never made it to court. In 1991, it'd have been ended with a 38. Glued to the door. Drop that baby where you stand. And we'd have been through. We'd have been talking about, man, R. Kelly made some good songs before he left him. Never playing with me. And my
oh,
baby. Oh, heavens. My God. Don't play with me and my baby. Man, don't play with my kids. It's two people you don't mess with me in life. Old people and babies. You don't fool with them. Leave them kids alone. Leave them old people alone. You want to fight somebody? Come on, let me. I got you.
Y'all remember they used to do that little punching game where they run up on people and just punch them?
Knockout game.
What'd you say, Ray?
It's called a knockout game.
Yeah,
that's
knockout game.
Yeah, it's been a
shootout
game
with me. But see, somebody put a stop to one of them a while back.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you
hey,
look here.
I'm
telling you that
this
South 38, man, it'll stop a whole lot of
foolishness.
They call it
Saturday
night special, but you can use it any day of the week.
Well, you know, now we're in the time where we're licensed to carry. You pull that AK-47 line, just unload it.
Mm.
You got a right to do it now.
Banana clip in the glove box.
Yeah.
Nobody playing with
and
you.
And all you got to say is it looked like he was about to horn you. Hey. And boom, you are. You are.
Stand my ground.
Stand your ground.
Yeah, like they do in Florida.
Let's move on. The next topic is...
Unless you're in Mississippi.
Huh.
Oh, wow.
You going to
get it. Get on our team and come on back to Texas. We tote around
here. When did we go back to 1926?
They got pistols all in the chest house.
1926. We tote around here.
Yeah. They got
around here.
You carry your pistol in the church house down here. Pastor got in the shout 38, waiting on Deacon Ross.
But you know the bad thing.
Crazy.
Let's talk about that. One place that you don't want guns, and I'm gonna tell you who you don't want packing them. You don't want the deacons packing guns, and you don't want the deacons' wives packing guns, because the deacon's sleeping with everybody in the church. And guess what? She'll pull that gun out that pocketbook, and baby, everybody got to hit the fella.
Something about me.
Talking about me saying, you took us back, I can't go back. You said, I can't say possible.
I guess you
can't. No, the ice box. The ice box. I'm going
to
leave y'all alone. Let's move on. The next topic. Ray, you got a topic tonight?
Yeah, I just had a thought, actually. When I first moved back to, and I'm back, and you know me, I'm really big on this thing about our people, because I've seen some things here, like in Mississippi. Mississippi's small, you know. Mississippi's behind the times on a lot of things. And when I moved back to Mississippi back in 2012, whatever, and you know, Mississippi would give you, here, you know, if you don't have a job, you're not working, people, you know, most states will give you food stamps, but also, and I was one of them. I did get on food stamps when I first moved back here. But I went in there to recertify one day, and the lady that recertified me, she had me, she said, you want to go to class? I said, is it free? She said, yeah. I said, sign me up. So, you know, I was like, what class you got? Now, this state here now, which I wasn't mad, they was offering free classes for people on food stamps for phlebotomists, CNA school, welding classes, carpentry classes, whatever. at the local college in the area, but most of the blacks here wasn't taking advantage of free classes. And I'm trying to figure out, why is that? I mean, if you're getting something free, an opportunity to get a trade, and if you don't have a job, why not take advantage of the free classes? Now, me, I took advantage of the welding classes because it was free. They offered it to me. I mean, hey, I'm with it. That's why I told the lady, sign me up. But, you know, my thing is, why is it we won't take advantage of free classes?
Well, can I say something? Can I talk?
Sure.
Can I say something? Can I talk? Let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you why. I know it's a harsh reality, but I'm going to tell you this sometime. Reality slapped you in your face like your mama used to. But most of us, and a lot of us, as you can see, are lazy as hell by nature. That's just all it is to it. I don't know how else to sugarcoat it, how else to say it more politically correct. We, by nature, are lazy as hell. And look, we'd rather sit there and get something for free than to go get up and have pride in what you do. See, that's another thing in our culture that has happened. Black man has given up his pride. We used to be prideful about taking care of our families, prideful about raising our kids, about bringing money home and taking care of a household. Now, we can care less. As long as we got somewhere we can lay down and eat and chill and do it. Look, we on the, as I like to call it, the LAP program. We do as little as possible. ALAP is what I call it, ALAP. That's what we do. We trying to do as little as possible and still get by. A lot of us are skimming by the skin of our teeth. And I don't know if you know it or not, but there ain't no damn skin on your teeth. So you actually on your rear end. And a lot of us are comfortable on our rear end. Yeah, so that's what the problem is, Ray. You brother, are a dying breed. And that's just all it is to it. You fit right in that category by the man who's prideful and takes pride in what he does and working for himself and making a living. We have so many youngsters and older cats that have figured out the system. And that's the thing that I hate about the Democratic Party. They taught us to be lazy as hell. So that's the problem. We get too many benefits and too much freebies, and we think that that's cool.
And you're absolutely right.
That goes right back to the topic we started off with.
Exactly.
The thing that and it's like and it's called the wasting. The family just began to waste. Because I'm not talking about waste food. I'm talking about we begin to fall away from our values and fall away from holding our family. This is slave mentality. No, it's not. The slaves was fighting to hold on to the babies. When they was taking their kids and all that stuff, that's why we began to have take value in our families.
Right.
Like I say, somewhere along the line, the value, JD just said, the value, the pride of the man, come on, and then the strength of the black woman in the household, where she fights to fail to make sure her family stays together, her children, and then the dad. The family stop fighting for each other.
I want to talk to my brothers that are on here, Ray and LB. I need y'all feedback on this. Do y'all understand that what's the first thing that God gave us when he put us in the garden? The first thing that God gave us was responsibility. Man's first job was first thing God gave us was responsibility. He gave us the responsibility of taking care of the garden and making sure it stayed cleaned up and well kept and whatnot. And for some damn reason, we spend our life running from responsibility as men. And I don't understand that. But if you get in your Bible and start to understand who you're supposed to be, we as men are responsible. That's what we're supposed to be first and foremost above everything. We're responsible for our households. We need to be responsible for our marriage.
responsible for the rearing of our kids. We're responsible for the just the simple upkeep of our house. Husband translated is house band, which means you're the band around the house that holds every damn thing together. If the husband or the house band is not doing his job, then the house will never stay together.
All right, amen.
Well, you know what?
Right. Go ahead.
I grew up after my grandfather. But I think I took on a lot of my grandfather's personality because I grew up with a belief that if men that don't work does not eat.
Don't eat.
And if y'all seen me, y'all know I like to eat.
I'm right
okay,
there with
so,
you too,
So I got to work. You know what I'm saying?
It's just, 12.
It's just the way it is. Like, I mean, the thing about it too is when I'm not working, I don't feel right as a man, you know what I'm saying? It takes
something out of
me, you know what I'm saying? And, of course, you know, of course, I have a wife who's going to hold it down and, you know, support everything. But I don't feel comfortable leaving all of that responsibility on her. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You know what your problem is? You know what your problem is, LB? You're grown.
What's that? What's my problem?
You're a grown man. That's your problem. That's why you don't feel comfortable. And no man should. Back to my point, brother. And I'm the same way. If I may have a woman that I know will hold it down, but that's not her responsibility. It's my responsibility
first.
You know, if she's able to help me out with that responsibility, that's why God says she's a helpmate. She didn't say she was a maid. She didn't say she was your dry cleaner. God didn't give it to you for that. She's just simply a helpmate. But the first responsibility falls on that man. And until you're ready to step into that role of being the A1 responsible person in that house, responsible for that household, you can never call yourself the man of the house. Now, you might be the man in the house, but you're not the man of the house. There's a big difference between the two. Big difference.
All right. Good topic. Everybody's going in on this one, boy. All right, let's see. Mary B., did you want to say anything about it?
I do. I wanted to go back to what Fitness Ray was saying. Fitness Ray, I moved back to Mississippi in 2012 also, and I do salute you for even staying because, my God, I left, like, after 3 months. I could not. So this man, I was working at Pizza Hut, and this white man told me to go fetch his plate, and then when they got me off of him, and I ain't had no job, I was like, oh, no, I can't. Thank you for raising me in North Carolina because I can't handle this. I'm too free for this life. But I think the reason, especially in Mississippi, is because most people stay there and they never leave. Like, my daddy was born there in 1931, and he stayed until he died in 2005. So, like, some people, that's just the culture and that's what they know. So, when you say additional, especially education, because most people, like my father, like, they're, you know, normally farmers or lumber and things of that nature. So when you're introducing something new or another possibility, sometimes it is frightening to, you know, some people that are set in their way. And I found that a lot in Mississippi. So I think that would be a reason why. But good job, because I moved. This girl argued with me, Ray, when we were having a conversation, and she was like, yeah, I'm trying to be cordial. And I said, cordial? And she was like, cordial, you know, when you're trying to keep peace. And I said, cordial? And she was like, no, it's cordial. So after that, I just had to leave. I had to come back up to North Carolina. So shout out to you for being able to handle it.
Mary B., you should have turned around and said, we can read. We can read now.
We got free.
And she had a lot of scholarships. So, like, there, you know, she was excelling.
In Mississippi, do they have the RIF program, reading is fundamental program in Mississippi? What?
I don't know. We were Natchez. It's not even that country, so you would think it would be, you know. But
right.
Shout out to you.
I'm here, but, you know, a lot of it is because my mom is not in the condition to really be by herself, for one. I don't want to really miss, be honest, Mississippi is not the place I'd rather be. But if they're going to offer me something, a class to educate myself or be a better person, I'm going to take it. Now, these other guys around here don't do anything, and I'm tripping because even the ladies, you know, they even tried to implement a program that if you didn't do a certain thing or worked a certain amount of hours, you weren't going to get food stamps. And then they said to exempt you, most women would have to be pregnant or whatever the case may be. And most of these women say, well, I get pregnant again because they like the free. They don't want to be given it. They don't want to work for anything or get an education or or try to get a better job to better themselves. They'd rather be barefoot and pregnant. And then when people talk about them, then they get mad. But I'm like, don't get mad, because you only mad because of the truth. And people don't understand me personally. If you offer it to me for free, I ain't saying, if it's free, I'm with it. I'm 100%. Even if I got to pay for it, if I got the money, I'll get it. But if you're going to offer it to me for free to better myself, I'm going to take it. And a lot of these guys, and we need to really educate these young guys and these kids and these wannabe gangbangers and wannabe tough guys around here thinking they hard and softening a box of baby kittens. But they need to understand that life's too short to be out here playing out here in the street thinking you're a wildcat and you sitting here looking like a puppy still just not getting off the porch. I know some guys here just getting off the porch were scared to walk down the street a few months ago, but now they tougher than a box of nails, but still softer than a box of baby kittens. I'd be like, man, you better sit down somewhere for somebody to put you outside with the big dogs. But I just don't understand. You know, I just think we need to also educate even our kids. Tell them and show them. Say, man, look, if they got something out there, especially education-wise, tell them to go get it.
Right. But like I said, again, that goes back to the pride aspect. You know, LB was saying, you know, black men, you know, as far as, like, I don't like not working, not doing anything. I don't want that for free. I want to be doing something that you know, like LB said, when he doesn't go to work, he feels funny. You know, you got some guys who are trying to think of an excuse right now not to go to work tomorrow.
You're right about that.
And that's just how they do every day. You know, I tell people all the time, the easiest thing you can come up with is an excuse. You know, it may not make no damn sense, but it's an excuse. You know, that's how we feel. It's an excuse. But we need to quit making excuses and start making plans and get things done. Implement those plans to get things done. But, again, like I said, that goes back to our pride aspect. And, you know, a lot of times we'll sell our soul and sell our pride for something for free. You know, so it's just that, you know, it's just that we have to get back to our pride and our work ethic as we used to have them.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's good. We are coming to the end of the show. I came to talk. Oh, none other than Queenie, J.D., Ray, L.B., Mary B., and Miss Country. I tell you what we're going to do. We're going to get the church announcement, if you just give us a minute. Loretta's going to give us a church announcement today. Loretta Boshe is in the building.
Oh, my Lord. I didn't know Loretta was here.
Don't be like you don't know who I am.
Hey, Miss Loretta.
Oh, baby, listen. Listen, don't start with all that conversation. I'm just here letting you know what the church is
doing.
I didn't bring none of them collard greens, baby. My son came over after he got out of work and wore my pot out. I got some hot water cornbread left, baby.
Well, I'm going to follow you back to the house.
All right, I'll get you out of that. Okay, now for the church announcement. Let me do what I need to do so I can get up on this.
How you doing, Miss Loretta? I ain't seen you in so long. It's LB, Miss Loretta.
Oh, I know you, line boy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing? You doing good, Miss Loretta?
Oh, you know, Arthur done kicked in. You know, I need winter months, you know. Arthur hit me right at the back of my knee. Right in the back. You know, that back portion of my knee. That's where Arthur tried to hit me. But I keep on keeping on. I got that new silver walker. You know, it got the little tennis balls on the front. I mean, it's just real.
It's
yeah, 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 yeah,
I put my little knapsack on the side of it.
I saw it.
Now, I know LB's a good man. LB, every time. LB always.
Amen.
LB always.
Amen. Tell the truth, Miss Loretta. Tell the truth, or she's the devil.
Listen, I've been on this planet for years. And God has given me three skulls, four skulls. I don't know, I forgot. But I've been in a while. And I can say what I want to say. I earned that. If a person breaks fake, I can say, hey, your breath's fake. I'm not going to offer you a dick. I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you that your breath's fake. I'm not going to play.
So, Miss Loretta, you got to be a vessel of change.
No, I don't. I got to give them the information that helps them change. If I have to give them a toothbrush one time, I'll have to keep giving them a toothbrush. I'm going to give them advice. Fix it, Jesus. Fix it.
Advice is cheap, Miss Loretta.
Let's move on. Let's move on. I don't mean to prolong the time. Commodities will be served. Oh, them the church announcements. I'm sorry. Block of cheese. Hold on. Let me get back on track. JD then threw me out. Oh, that's it. That's it with the church announcements. I just want to say thank you all for listening. I want everybody to make sure that you give to in the Pastor of Love offering. Give $100 because when you get $100, that makes it possible. For people like me to get the commodities, get that cheese.
And make it possible for the pastor to get a new suit. Because he needs
one. You got to take care of the pastor. Got to take care of the pastor when you need that light bill paid. Let's move on. All right, y'all. Peace out. There you go. You can have it back. You can have it back.
Yo. This is JD the Barber. We need to sign off. I'd like to hear from all of my co-hosts tonight. First off, starting off with the lady. Miss Mary B, where you at, baby?
Hey, y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in with us tonight. It was so awesome meeting Miss Loretta. I enjoyed that. And I want everybody to tune in on Monday for Soaring Like Eagles with me and LB. Also, make sure to follow me on It's Me, Mary. I love you guys. It's my 219 family. I hope y'all have a great Thursday night.
All right, LB.
Stay away from the foxes. Stay away from the fox. All right, y'all, but a good show. Y'all, I'm definitely, man, love y'all tuning in. Once again, you all, Monday night is me and Miss Mary B soaring like eagles. Tune in. That's when you get Minister Larry and don't get LB, okay? So y'all, Minister Larry, y'all tune in on Monday. When y'all have on LB, then y'all tune in on Thursdays, all right?
Okay. Well, Trainer Ray, where you at?
Hold on, LB, we couldn't hear nothing you said.
Miss Loretta, don't jump on him like that.
Oh, my bad. All right, go ahead.
You didn't hear me, Mama? I thought you heard me. I'm sorry. So I was just letting people know to tune in on Mondays and on Thursdays.
Okay. Trainer Ray, where you at, baby?
Hey, what's up? This is Trainer Ray. Thank y'all for coming out to 219 to talk. If y'all need to hook up any training sessions, hit me up at fitnessevolution350@yahoo.com. If you want to book some photos, go to photocreationsllc.net and book your photos. Trainer Ray is out.
All right. Well, we had a brief talk. But we welcome Miss Country to the show, and we're gonna get a little more interaction with Miss Country on the next one. But we want to have Miss Country sign out tonight.
I hope y'all have a Thursday.
And right here on this radio show, this is JD the Barber, clean draws and all. I'll let y'all next week. Make sure you have a clean pair of socks on and get you some new underwear. And we'll see you next Thursday. Miss Queenie, we need you to sign out, darling, and we will take it from there.
All right, y'all. Thanks for tuning in to 219 to talk with the crew. Queenie, JD, LB, Mary B, and Miss Country. We'll talk to you later. This is 219 to talk.
Oh. 219 to talk. 219 to talk, 219 to talk, 219 to talk, let's go. 219, yeah, 219, yeah, 219 to talk, 219, 219 to talk, yeah, you running your mouth, yeah, you